out of here. There was nothing there.
I've got to get rid of it. I've had enough of this for tonight. Even if I can't sleep, I'm going to try to get some rest. In the morning, I'm going to try and crack this as soon as possible. Whatever this entity is, I'm fairly sure it means harm. Putting this on speaker. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Stephen. This is Jonathan West. How are you doing? Is now a good time to speak with you?
I'm just about to head out.
Okay, look, I won't take up much of your time. Glad to hear you're getting out and about a bit more.
Yeah, you see, I kind of want to leave all that stuff behind me, you know?
Perfectly understandable. But I do have a favour to ask you, Stephen, if that's okay.
What is it?
Well, I was just wondering if you'd heard anything unusual on your tapes. The ones you record the minutes on. Only I've just been doing some...
No, I haven't heard anything. Look, I've got to go now.
Hold on. I only need to know... Do you have any more tapes?
Yeah, there is one more. It's in the office, but it's hidden. Look, I'm going now, and I hope you managed to sort all this out, but I'd really rather that you didn't call me again, okay?
Of course, okay. Thanks for your help, Stephen.
Thanks. Good luck.
Could you just tell me where you hid it? Well, I suppose that's an answer in itself, isn't it? Where did he hide it? Why did he hide it? Perhaps the tape is helping to keep the entity tied to the office. Maybe if I can remove it, it'll remove the haunting. It's worth a try. I'll head over there as soon as I finish my coffee. Oh. Perhaps he's just had second thoughts about telling me. Oh, hi, Stephen. Thanks for calling back.
Hello, Mr. West. This is City Cars returning your call.
Ah, yes, of course. Well, thanks for getting back to me.
Very sorry, but we haven't had any gloves handed in by our drivers.
Oh, well, not to worry. I'm sure they'll turn up.
In fact, are you sure you took a cab with us last night? Our number is very similar to Capital Cabs. Maybe use them instead?
No, it was definitely you. Why?
Well, we didn't have any records of your trip you made with us last night.
We had a bit of an incident, a near collision with a pedestrian. Surely your driver would remember that.
Well, Mike's off sick today. Do you remember his name?
No. Tall guy, red hair.
Oh, yes, that's him. Very odd that we don't have it on our records. Maybe he forgot to log it.
Right, well, never mind. You will call me if you find them.
Yeah, of course, Mr. West. Goodbye.
Oh. So, I'm in the library. I'm keeping my voice down, as I don't want to disturb anyone. And there is a particularly stern-looking librarian doing the rounds, and I do not want to make him angry. So I've got a load of papers from 1967 and some microfilm documents. I'm by myself in a cosy corner, so I think it'll be fine to talk through anything I might, well, hopefully find. Let's see. So I'm starting at the end of 1966 with the Leicester Mercury. Nothing. Oh, is that it? Yeah, that's the building. This is very interesting. Yeah, here's the Reynolds building going up and some pictures of the councillors who approved the building. Criminal, really, when you see the beautiful Victorian buildings next to it. Right, that's the opening of the building. Doesn't give too many details. Let's just see if there's anything else. Well, I'm up to June. Still nothing. September, nothing. October, nothing. Oh, hang on. What's this? Ah. Wow, this is it. Local man in death plunge investigation. Arthur Rankin. Found dead at the bottom of the lift shaft, been dead for over a week when the body was found. Oh, you beauty, that's it. Hang on, that rings a bell. Where have I heard that name before? So the body was found by a worker from a different company on the ground floor. The name sounds really familiar. Checkers. I'm sure that's where my aunt worked. It was a toy company. She worked as a PA for the manager. Always got me great presents for birthdays and Christmas. Wonder if she remembers anything. This probably happened around the same time she was there, before she was off on maternity leave. Hello? Hello? What do you want? I can see you. I can't understand what you're saying. You shouldn't be here. You need to go towards the light. Do you understand me? It's gone. It's very faint, almost an outline. Possibly been here for years.
Excuse me, can you keep the noise down, please,
sir? Yes, sorry.
Who are you talking to? Are you recording on that?
No.
Hi, Jonathan. Sorry I missed your call. Lovely to hear from you, and I was very surprised to hear you're looking at the Reynolds building. Yes, you're right. I did work there in 1967, I think it was. There was something that happened, but not at my company. I think some poor chap died. Oh, and before I forget, I've got that box out of the attic you wanted. Your mum's old tape recorder is in there. It's rather heavy, so I'll bring it round when the car's back from the garage. Okay, well, love to you, and see you soon.
Let me know, and perhaps I can do something to help, you never know.
God, what time is it? It's almost 1 a.m. You'd be calling at this hour. Must have been a wrong number. I'll unplug it. I don't want to be woken up again. Oh, Christ! Hello? Hello, this is Jonathan West. Who's this? Hello? Who is this? Look, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you've woken me up. Let me just check the number. That's the office. But you've called me before.
I'm putting on speaker.
Is this the entity I've been dealing with? Am I speaking to Arthur? Am I speaking to Arthur Rankin? I am here to help you. Who is with you? Are you alone? You are not Arthur Rankin. Who are you? Who are you? What are you?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Right, cheers for now. Bye.